Hi, Gabriel. Good morning.
Hey, Nadine.
How was your 4th of July?
It was good, relaxing.
Lucky you. Ours was, they were going strong up until like 11 o'clock last night. I'm like, come on, guys.
Oh, yeah, it was loud. Almost, we were in Costa Mesa and it was loud, but a little bit better where we were. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in Anaheim, so like we had, we're probably like maybe a minute from the police station. The neighborhood that we live in. And I mean, they have like the helicopters like right over our neighbor's, house. And it's because they were doing illegal ones. I'm like, these guys, I swear.
Never ending.
No, never ending. So I did want to follow up with you, just to see if there was additional questions you had. Just what were your thoughts on what we've been discussing?
Yeah, I think the only questions that I had were, so the Google and Facebook ads is the one that is available right now, and that's
correct.
Essentially just boosting my, boosting kind of like...
The Google business profile. So
Okay. Basically
what that's taking is your Google business profile. It's us optimizing it to the first page. You get about 14 to 15 keywords or search terms, which are the ones that are going to pertain to your services, right?
Mm.
It also includes the Facebook ads. So remember, with Facebook ads, they're going to retarget. So even if someone did a search on Google but they didn't call you, once they go to their Facebook, your ad's going to be appearing. So that's what we call retargeting. It's like that reminder.
Okay.
You know, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. That's how I kind of explain it, only because it happens to me all the time, especially when my husband's using my phone. I'm like, why am I getting these fishing reel ads? Or why am I getting the Nike ads, you know?
Yep. Now, my main concern, you know, I'm pretty certain I will move forward. My main concern is that I don't have Facebook up yet. I mean, would you recommend waiting till... I don't know, Monday, so I can set it up this weekend, or what are your thoughts there?
Well, even with the Facebook, basically, so here's what we could do, right? We can get it set up. We can schedule a client interview for Monday. We help you with, because you haven't created a Facebook business page at all, right?
No.
Is what you're saying. Okay.
Correct.
So we also assist you with that, too, if you need help. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But if you're wanting to, you know, do it on your own, that's fine. You're just going to list us as managers. So I would recommend we get everything set up today and we can schedule your client interview for Monday. So this way it gives you time over the weekend to get, if you want to set up your own Facebook. So just so you know, the way that the Facebook page is created is through your personal page. So that way you have access to it, but nobody sees your Facebook page, your personal one. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they're all created. Now,
so
do you have Instagram?
Yes, I do. Are you saying for the business or just in
yeah.
general?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, even for the business. Do you have one set up?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Once you have your Facebook page, I encourage you to link the Facebook with the Instagram. Remember I mentioned to you, like, if you post on your Facebook page, it'll automatically post to your Instagram business and vice versa. So it kind of saves you a step.
Yes.
And I encourage it.
Okay. Yeah, I do that with my personal, but I can set that up for my business.
Yeah, set it up for your business between the two business ones. Because I was able to help my aunt do that, too, with hers. So, because it just, she was, like, getting frustrated because she's, like, copy-paste, copy-paste. I'm like, oh, my gosh, let me just make it easier for you. Give me your phone. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a huge help. And
yeah.
I am interested in, I mean, the other one is definitely steeper, right? That's the initial one that you had mentioned to me, and that was the one that actually would generate. Yeah.
Yeah. That one's going to get you leads that are coming, you know, that aren't being shared with anyone, right? And with those leads, it's different because Google Guarantee is the first one that you see at the tippy top of the page with the green check mark, right? Even, and again, I've had some that do, they just want Google guaranteed, but they need to kind of start generating stuff now because the Google guaranteed sometimes, you know, we are always giving the timeline of 4 to 8 weeks. So a lot of them, they'll start the process of the Google guaranteed. And some of them that once they've gotten approved, they've dropped the other package because they only want the Google guaranteed. Google guaranteed is going to give you more control over, you know, your leads, right? Because even though it's up to 13 leads in a month, does that mean that the next month you're paying that same minimum monthly budget? No, because it's going to determine on what you received the month before, because you're just replenishing it to be back to the minimum monthly budget.
Right. Yeah, so I think, I mean, does it make more sense to start with this one and then go into the other one, or vice versa?
Either way, I mean, even if you start Google Guaranteed 5 months from now, it's still going to take 4 to 8 weeks. See, with Google
right.
Guaranteed, Gabriel, like let's say you wanted to start the process too, right? You get approved, okay?
Yep.
We're going to obviously follow up with you. We don't just turn your leads on. We can't do that. We got to let you know first, notify you, hey, you've been approved. When do you want us to activate the leads? At that time, you can say, listen, not yet. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could say, you could decide to turn them on in a month or two. I mean, whenever you
gotcha.
Want. But at least you've been approved and gone through that process. You know what I mean? So it's really your decision, right? I'm not here to twist your arm. You know what I mean? But I don't want you to feel like, oh man, once I get approved, oh wow. Cause that's a pretty good chunk of money, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh man, I got to turn the leads on now. No, you turn the leads on when you want. You let us know when to activate them. We
okay.
have to follow up with you to let you know you've been approved.
Gotcha. That makes more sense.
Okay. Yeah. And even remember with Google Guaranteed, let's say you're going out of town, right, for a few days, you're going out of town. You call us and you say, shut them off. Now, if we shut them off and you had only gotten 2 leads, you know when you call us to turn them back on, even if it's a month or 2 months down the road, it will pick up from where it left off.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think... I mean, you know, it's got to be time. My only question was, so this 99 down, so basically would be 398, you said, today to get going.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think I want to proceed, and I wouldn't mind while I'm at it. How much is the application cost for the other one you said?
The application is $250. So
okay.
It would, if you were doing both today, then it's going to be $648. To start it. Now, you know, every fifth of the month, you're only paying $2.99. Okay. Because that's the Facebook ads with the Google local listing and the directory submission that we're doing. Google guaranteed you're getting through the process. They're running the background check and all of that, right? Once you get approved,
mm-hmm.
then we obviously are going to let you know, and you can say, listen, I don't want them on yet, but you always know that every fifth of the month, you're going to pay $2.99. We're going to charge you the $2.99. That price isn't going to change. Now, unless if you said, hey, go ahead and cancel it out, I just want Google guaranteed. Just make
gotcha.
Sure you, though, let us know. Like, even like, let's say you got approved in 6 weeks, right? When they call you, you can say, listen, I don't want to continue paying the $2.99, so I want that to cancel out. Just keep the Google guaranteed. So those
okay.
are always your options, you know.
Okay.
And there's
now,
no contracts. No contracts.
Okay.
You could cancel at any time. Just with the Platinum package, which is the one with the Facebook ads, we're going to ask you to at least stick it out 2 months. So we call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly. And you can cancel at any time. Just so that way you don't incur the charge on the 5th, you want to make sure you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due. So that way you don't get charged.
Gotcha. So, I mean, I got to ask, I mean, where's the 4th of July special? Do we have any discounts to offer?
Well, you know what I can do to kind of help you, and I was thinking about this other day, and I actually went ahead and asked my manager ahead of time anyways. so I was able to get the setup fee completely waived to kind of save you money there. I mean, I know $99 sometimes goes a long ways. I know it does for me. It's a gas tank.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm at least able to waive that setup fee. So if you're doing both, you know, then of course you would then just be looking at the $299 and then the $250 for the application.
Okay.
So it'd be $549. It at least saves you $99. I mean, heck, we won't tell
yeah,
my husband.
Anything
like,
helps.
I pay my lash girl $100. That includes her tip. He'd have a heart attack because I do that every 2 weeks. But we won't tell him. We'll keep
I won't say anything. That's funny. Yeah, that sounds fine. And then I was going to ask, so, I mean, I know there's no guarantees, you keep saying more guarantees, but as far as this first one goes, and I was reading through it, what kind of impact in timeline am I expecting with something like this? It seems like I have a lot of stuff that I still need to get in a row. I need to get a Facebook going.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to make sure I'm understanding, like,
of
you know,
course.
Is there some kind of impact or what is the best that goes into, you know.
Let me share the timeline with you because I don't want you being misled either, Gabriel. Like, I promise you this isn't going to be like Monday you're on the first page of Google. It's never going to work like that, okay? But because we're a Google Channel partner, we do get things done in a timely manner. So to be super transparent, right? Like, for example, the directory submission, and if we're building your business Facebook page, that's going to happen within 5 to 7 days from the time that you conduct your client interview, okay? Because my technician's still got to verify everything with you. They're not just taking my word for it, and they're going to go over also additional, like, keywords and so forth and talk to you about the Facebook ads. Now, as far as, like, the Facebook ads, those are visible within 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
You could also start tracking your results through your client dashboard within 5 to 7 days too. The client dashboard is going to allow you to see like how many impressions, how many times you came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your ad, what keywords you're listed for, how many phone calls you're receiving. You're able to see that through the client dashboard. Now, what we state, and this is what we put in our terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google, that can take between 30 to 45 days. That is always going to be our promise. I have at times, I've seen where it has happened sooner, but I'm still going to promise you the 30 to 45 days. What I always say is this, although the first month, a lot of it is the programming. Okay? Now, that's not to say that you might not get some calls, because you might. When you will feel the strength of this program, is going to be in the second month. That's when you're going to feel the strength of it, okay? So I want to be super transparent. This will never happen overnight. These programs are not created to overwhelm you. They're built to provide a steady flow of clients, and especially with a platinum package, you can be super selective on the ones you want to take because you're not being charged per call or per job. Now, with Google Guaranteed, it's a little different, right? But with Google Guaranteed, you still have control. And if it's a lead that came in and it wasn't a service that you offer and you don't accept the job, they're going to credit it right back because it's unqualified. It's not part of your services that they were calling in regards to. Okay. So that's how that platinum package would all work. But we also too, we'll send you notifications like as steps are being processed, right? So like you'll know, we'll notify you, Facebook ads are live. We'll notify you, hey, you got a lead. Like if someone, let's say someone sends you a message, right? We're going to send you a notification that you got a lead. If someone left your review, we're going to tell you, hey, someone left you a new review. So like we notify you of these things. So you're kind of aware too of what's going on.
That makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
I think that makes more sense. Yeah, I know it takes time, especially with using SEO.
You would be surprised, Gabriel. I was talking to a guy, I'm not even joking, a month ago, right, back in Miami. And he swore up and down, well, the company I signed up with said that they're going to get me on Google within 5 days. I'm like, you have no Google business profile. You got to get verified. You got to have whatever documents Google's going to require. And they say they're going to get you on there in 5 days. Impossible. There's no way. There's no way. Not on the first page. And that guy was like paying $150. He was doing like a local only package with them. I'm all, and you're telling me your targeted areas are within 50 miles. There's no way they're not going to do it. And he's like, well, they told me 5 days. He was adamant that they were going to get him on there in 5 days. I said, okay, well, you know, I hope it all works out, but not even Google can do that. You know what I mean? And so it's really sad when you hear some of the stories and things that have happened to other people and they're just like sour taste in their mouth. And I don't blame them. I would feel the same way too. I work hard for my money, not just to throw it at you. And then, you know, And I welcome the questions that you ask, because that tells me, like, the people that don't ask questions, I'm like, they're going to miss something. And so I'll give them what they need. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
You got to ask questions. You have to, because this is like an investment you're making, and it's your business, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And there's just a lot of gray areas with all the companies that reach out, so you never really know what you're getting. It's kind of going out on a limb.
Oh yeah, I've even had like some that have told that have been told, and I mean, I don't know how true it is, but you know, they're like, "Well, I signed up with Angie's. They're putting me on Google, and they're making me a website." And I'm like, "Okay, they're not making you an actual www.com website. What they're doing is they're creating you a profile on their website, on their directory, right?" But they're getting me on Google. No, they buy Google ads for themselves, and that's where they get the leads that they sell to you. But they're not putting your actual business on Google. They might run an ad that says 25 best general contractors near me. And they'll run them in an area where there's a heavy search. That's where they grab the leads from. And I tell them it's unique on how they do it, but that's why sometimes people say, well, I'm getting false leads from them. It's not that you're getting false leads. These are leads that they're turning around and reselling. So I don't know when those leads were captured, right? That could have been a month ago. They're reselling them to you. So sometimes you'll call someone and they're like, oh, I already found someone a month ago or a few weeks ago, or, oh, I wasn't looking up anything. You know what I mean? And it's because they're capturing leads off of the Google ads that they're running. It's unique how they do it, but it's a process, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. It takes time.
Are your leads on yet with them, or how's that going?
No, I've had it. I've pretty much every time, because they only allow you to go out for 14 days. And I had a dispute with them because nobody really explained to me that, like, when your leads are on, you automatically have to, I guess, take some of the leads from them and respond. And so, you know, I got to a point where like five leads had come in and I was, had no idea, but I got charged for them. And it's like, I didn't even understand how you guys' platform works. So, you know, I had a long dispute with them.
Oh man.
Yeah. And cause I thought, you know, leads are on, opportunities come to you, you click accept, you pay. And no, like you can get charged for leads even if you don't accept them based on, I guess, if the client, I don't know if it's if the client chooses you or whatever it is, but I was pretty frustrated about it.
From what I understand, if it's the opportunities, because they have the paper lead and then they have the opportunities. The paper lead, they'll tell you. You got to call within 10, 15 minutes because you're sharing the lead, right? Now, the opportunities, you're sharing them, but with opportunities, like if that potential client, I guess, selects you from what I understand, then you get charged for the percentage of what they think that job is going to cost, which kind of mind boggles me on that, because it's like, how do you actually know what the cost of that actual job would be if you're not the one doing it? You're not the one buying the material, you know? But, I mean, honestly, if it was me, I would prefer doing their opportunities than their pay-per-lead. And it's only based off of what I've heard from other clients of theirs that also we work with and that have, I mean, we work with a lot of their clients from that used them before and that can still currently use them. And some of them have found a way to kind of work around it. But yeah, a lot of times people aren't aware that they're being charged for every single lead and you're working, right? Okay. Perfect example. The other day, you were in meetings, you were on calls back to back to back. Do you really have time to answer that lead every time one comes in to stop what you're doing and call it? Because if you don't, what's going to happen
someone
is
else will.
Those other people are. So they're going to beat you to that call.
Yep.
And that's what makes it difficult. You know, unless you have someone answering your phone for you, then that's a different story. But it just makes it tough.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, we don't need to take too much time. I mean, let me know what I need to do to move forward. And I think doing both the application
and the $299 to start the other program. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Gabriel, do you spell your name G-A-B-R-I-E-L?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name?
It is Odisho, O-D-I-S-H-O.
Okay. And the number that I see listed for the business, and this will be the best number to contact you, 949-254-8337, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm just looking right now because I always want to verify everything. So on your Google business profile, I show it reading as American Family Construction, and then it has the ampersand, you know, the and symbol, Remodeling,
yep.
Inc. That's how it should read, right?
Yes, and we're trying to get to the process where I can add it to, the CSLV and just have the company actually AFDR as well. So
and
just
that's
a lot
how
to
I
write out.
It. Yeah, because
okay,
right now, here's how it reads. AFCR, and then there's a hyphen, American Family Construction and Remodeling. That's how you want it
okay.
to show, right? That's how it shows now.
I mean, yeah, if you have other recommendations, I'm open to it, but I think that was just the way my guy who did the website kind of did my Google business profile and stuff, so I think
yeah.
that's fine. I mean,
I think it
I
looks
think,
good. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it looks
okay,
fine.
Great.
So I would say let's keep it as is, okay? If you want to change it, I mean, that's up to you, but honestly, I say keep it as is.
Yeah, the only thing I would change is with the CSLB, the contract licensing board, because I want people to be, like, when people write checks, some people still do it, think you have to write the whole thing out. So I want to have AFDR linked to, you know, my bank or accept
that. Oh,
weird
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. And then, now, your address is the 54 Brindisi?
Brindisi? Yeah, so I did recently move. I don't know if
okay.
that's important or not, but I feel like I would not want to change it until I change it
no.
on the CSLB as well.
Yeah. Is that, let me ask you this. Is this the address that the business license insurance is registered
yep.
to?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, good. Let's keep it like that for now. Only because,
okay.
and I'll explain to you on the application. On the application, you're going to want to make sure everything is exactly the way it is on your license and on your insurance. If that's the address, keep it the same. Okay.
Okay, great.
Just because we don't want Google to kick it back and say, hey, you got to fix the address, or hey, you got to fix this, or you know what I mean?
Right,
okay.
right.
Perfect. And then we're not tinkering with your website at all. We're just going to make sure that that website is attached. The website's great.
Great.
He did a really good job on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it doesn't feel anywhere near complete, but I mean, the aesthetic of it, a lot of people have to see.
I'm
going to
tell you
That's
something.
Good.
It loads up quickly. It's not hard to maneuver through. That's one thing. When people go to a website, basically it's because they want to look at more information. They don't want to sit there and wait for it to load up. I literally
right.
was looking at someone's website, and it took like 2 minutes. I told the guy, you got to have your web guy look at it. It's taking way too long to load up. It shouldn't take that long.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. Now, the card that you're going to be using, Gabriel, does it have your name, the business name? Is it in both?
It will be the business name, and I don't – let me double-check real quick.
Okay.
Don't think my name is on it, but I haven't used it in a while, so. And this will be, you said, every fifth of the month,
every
right?
fifth, correct. So today you're only being charged the $549 because you're paying $299, and then you're going to pay the application fee, okay, for the Google Guaranteed. Now, every fifth of the month, and I'm going to read it to you in a voice verification too for your protection. It'll outline it all. Now, every fifth of the month, you're going to automatically be charged the $299. Let's just say, though, okay, this card, you just want to use it for this time, but you want to change it. Moving forward, just make sure you let us know at least 3 business days before the 5th so that we can update the payment information, okay, to the card
gotcha.
That you want charged, okay? So every 5th of the month, you know you'll automatically be charged the $299. If you do need to cancel that, you already know, call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get that charge, okay? And even,
okay.
like, once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, let's just say that's not the card you want to use. Make sure that when you they call you and you're like, okay, go ahead and – if you said go ahead and activate it, let them know I'm giving you a different card. So that
okay.
way they're aware, okay? If not, they're gonna tell you, okay, we're charging the card on file.
Gotcha.
Okay? Okay. And you said this one, you're not sure if it has your name on it, right?
It has both. I'm looking at it now.
Okay. How does your name read on that card? Is it just Gabriel Odisho? Is it Odisho? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, that is how you pronounce it. So it's got okay. American Family, C-O-N-S, like shortened, and then my Gabriel Odisho underneath it.
Okay. It's got, does the American Family read? I'm sorry.
American Family and then just C-O-N-S.
E-O-N-S?
Just C-O-N-S.
Oh,
kind
C-O-N-S.
Of construction.
Oh, okay, got it. So it's American Family C-O-N-S. Okay, yeah, probably because it couldn't fit at all, huh?
Yep, exactly.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa.
All right, and what is the card number when you're ready?
It is 4815-8800-3766-1479.
Expiration month and year?
1028.
And the CVV code on the back?
269.
Okay, I'm not processing the payment yet because I do got to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording. I want you to do me a favor, right? When I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you do not understand, I want you to just stop me and say, what does that mean? This way we can go back and I can explain it to you, review it, and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that you always have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah, and also I was wondering, is there not an agreement to kind of read over first, or is this what it is?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to read. That's what this is. So it's going to outline the service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well. So it's going to go over, you know, like I'm going to be asking you, what's the name of the company? What's your name? Or, you know, what's your title? I'm going to also be stating, like, your initial investment is going to be charged today in the amount of, on this date, it's a two-month verbal agreement. On this date is your second payment going to be charged and in this amount. This is also covering your Google guaranteed application fee. The leads will not be turned on until, so I'm walking you through all of that. I cannot process a payment until we complete that and you agree at the end.
Gotcha. And my only question would be, is there going to be like an email format that I can have?
Yes. I'm actually, so on this, right, so let me resend that one email to you so that it doesn't show the, give me one second here, because I want to make sure that the setup fee is not on there. So part of your proof is what I sent you, the Google guaranteed, okay, with the breakdown of what your lead costs are going to be, right, what the application fee is. On this other package that I'm resending you on the Platinum package, okay, that one's going to show you that it's the $299 a month because the $99 setup fee has been removed. So let me resend you that one. When you get your receipt, okay, you and I are going to go through it. And on that receipt, it's going to show you the breakdown. So the $299, because it's going to show the application fee of $250 that you paid, and it's going to show $299, is to activate the Platinum package, okay?
Gotcha.
From the $299, just so you always know, and you're going to see it in the receipt, we break it down. So from the $299, what we do is we allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads. And this is why I say you will never incur additional click fees, okay? Because we're the ones incurring it. You are paying a flat rate. So that's what we allocate to run those Facebook ads throughout the month. So your price will never be not even a penny more than the $299 a month. It's always going to stay that price. Even if you were with us 6 years, you're paying $299 a month. The price is not going to change. Okay. So I just resent you that one that shows that the setup fee is not included. Okay.
Why can't we switch the setup fee from the monthly fee and make it $200 a month? That'd be a lot better.
I wish I could. But there's
the initiation fee is always the easier one than the monthly budget.
I know. I wish I could, but I'll be quite honest with you. Even this package alone, the Platinum one, is typically $5.99 a month. Plus, it's a $299 setup fee. Yeah, you can even see it on our original pricing page.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just joking. But So with you guys, I mean, and I'm not getting cold feet or anything, but how many people do you guys allow for doing that, doing this? Because you kind of made it seem exclusive. So how does that remind me of why it is? Like,
the reason that it's exclusive, yeah, no, that's okay. I don't mind. So the reason that it's exclusive is because being a Google channel partner, okay, Google gives us strict guidelines. We're allowed to work with one business per industry per area, okay? So in other words, we can't sign up someone that's within your territory. What we consider your territory is the zip code where you're verified and a 100-mile radius, or not 100 miles, excuse me, a 50-mile radius. That is your territory, okay?
Gotcha.
So anyone that's within 50 miles from where you're based out of, we're not going to sign up. And the reason is because, think of it like this, Gabriel. We would be basically pinning you and your competitors against each other, and that much less is not going to benefit you or that other company, and it's not going to benefit us because it's like we're working against ourselves. How are we going to be trying to optimize you and getting you beefed up, but also doing that to your competitor? No one's going to win. It's going to be a battle. So are there other companies there that are working with other businesses? Of course there are. And I will never, ever, ever tell you you're going to be the only guy on there. Okay? Our job is to always make sure that we're using the right keywords in the search terms so that you're always coming up in the search results so that you have the same opportunity as these other guys that are on that first page.
Right.
That's the whole objective of it all. Because at the end of the day, can anyone tell you you're going to be number one or you're going to be number six? No, absolutely not. Not even Google. It's an algorithm that changes constantly. Google is Google. They are constantly changing their algorithm. But with us being Google Channel partners, we kind of know, like, for example, that Google Guarantee, not everybody knew about it. We were one of the first, because of being a channel partner, to get on board with Google Guaranteed, right?
Oh,
a lot of people don't even know how to even manage that. They don't even know about it because it's a pretty, I would say over the last couple years, that program started. So, I mean, everything's, we've had to have our technicians trained and highly certified. When we got an issue and if it's something we can't fix, we have a representative that we can reach out to. Even with Google Guarantee. So that's a perk of working with a channel partner. And I think right now we're like one out of 30 in the United States. There's not a whole lot of channel partners. There's a lot of SEO companies, but not all of them are channel partners to Google.
Gotcha.
And we got to jump through hoops. Yeah, just to be a channel partner, I'll share this with you. It's not just a training and the certification. We've also had to demonstrate ad skills, that we know how to run Google ads. We've had to allocate a certain amount of money to Google ads. So we've had to jump through hoops. It's not like, oh, you want to be a channel partner? Sure, here's a badge. No, you got to earn it. It's something you have to earn. And that's why there's, you know, only so many. There used to be more, but I know once Google started changing guidelines and stuff like that and they wanted people, that's why Google ads are so expensive, because you got to be investing at least $300, at least. And Google
ads.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
I'll be honest with you. For you, I would totally tell you, Google ads, don't even bother. Way better
really?
With Google Guaranteed. Yes. Because Google ads is tricky, right? It's on a rotation. Okay. Google ads, you can use up to 50 keywords, but the problem, like with Google ads, how many people really click on those? To be quite honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are more inclined to clicking on the Google Guarantee because it shows you pass the background check, you're licensed, you're insured, it has your reviews. From your Google Business profile, those are also going to show up on your Google Guaranteed profile, even though they're two separate programs, but they're also going to appear on there too. And people are more inclined because they know that you've been approved.
That makes sense.
Okay. Does that kind of clarify?
All right. Well, let's move forward, I think.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Gabriel, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it currently reads on Google.
AFCR, American Family Construction and Remodeling.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Gabriel Odisho and owner, CEO, president.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I know sometimes, Gabriel, you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the phone or you're in a meeting, right? If we reach out to you, all we ask is at least respond within 24 business hours, okay? Now, I'm also going to put a security question on your account with us because I want you to be aware that you might get companies that are trying to call you, that are trying to offer you other type of online marketing. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $2.99 a month, okay? We're not going to call you once you turn on activate your leads. We're not going to call you to pay more, right, than what your minimum monthly budget is. And even if you're not sure if it is us calling, I in fact want you to get into the habit of always asking what's my security question. Because if you ask what's my security question and they hang up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling, okay?
Gotcha.
So for your security question, you have a choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
You can do my first pet's name.
Okay, and what was your first pet's name?
Her name was Princess.
It was what again?
Princess.
Princess? You are not. Are you serious? That was my chihuahua's name. Oh, my gosh.
No way.
I swear. She was our second pet. Oh, my gosh. She wasn't my first one. She was our second one. But, oh, my sister, we love that dog.
That's
okay.
Funny.
So just remember, I want you to start getting into that habit of asking what's my security question, okay?
Gotcha.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah. Well, what does that mean? Anybody else?
Let me explain it first. Let me explain it first.
Okay.
I always do. What I'm saying here is this. We're not saying that you can't do other marketing. Like, we know you got, you know, Angie's Home Advisor, right? We know you have your web guy that did your website. So we're already aware of that. What we're saying is if you're going to do additional marketing outside of that, just give us a heads up. The reason that we say that is because we want to make sure that it's not a service that we're already providing you, because not only are you spending more money now, but it can hurt you instead of help you, right? As long as it's not interfering with what we're doing, we're going to tell you go for it. So like if you called us and said, hey, I'm going to do Facebook ads. We're going to tell you, wait, why are you doing Facebook ads? We're already managing it for you. You're already paying us to do the Facebook ads. You know what I mean? But if you said,
yeah,
well, I want to do them on my own now, okay, cool. So this way you're not now paying us and doing your own Facebook ads, because now it's like you're paying double. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why we say just give us a call. We're not saying, no, you can't do it. We're just going to say, hey, go for it. Yeah, it doesn't interfere with what we're doing.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go back to saying, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $549. The $549 includes the $299 for your platinum package. We have waived the $99 setup fee, and it includes the $250 application fee to start the Google guaranteed process. Okay, so that's what the initial investment is. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what this means, Gabriel, is that on August 5th, 2024, you will automatically be charged the discounted amount of $299. This is for the platinum package. We are not activating your leads yet because you're going to be going through the process, okay? The leads will not be activated until you've been approved and we've called you to notify you that you've been approved, and then you would need to let us know when you want to activate the leads, okay? Now, once your two-month term is completed for the platinum package, your agreement is just going to automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And this is the number that I'm going to text you right now, and I'm going to ask you to please save this number in your contacts. The number to client support is 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel this account, we ask that you call us at least 3 business days, Gabriel, before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. There are no cancellation fees. We just part as friends. Simple as that. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So do me a favor. Can you take a look at your phone? I want you to open up that text message that I sent you.
Yep.
Okay. So do you see the 877 number there?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to save that phone number. Okay. Are you able to do that right now to save it in your contacts?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to save that number in your contacts, and you're going to save it under local, L-O-C-A-L, and then splash, like a splash of water.
Yeah.
So this way you never lose the number. Now, if you also look at that, right, it has your username and password, correct? Do you see that there? It says here's your login credentials. Okay. So what we do is we send it to you ahead of time, so this way you already have it. Your username, Gabriel, is always going to be your password, right? But they generate you. In fact, I got to go back and look at it. But what you have is a generated password, okay? You can always update that to a password of your choice.
Okay. Is there going to be an online profile I can go in and do all this?
Yeah. So when I would say, like, even if you try to go in it now, what's going to happen is you're not going to really see anything because they got to customize that. But typically within 5 to 7 days, you can start going in there and logging in. Now, if you do change, just an FYI, let's say you change the password and then you forgot it later, just let us know and we can go ahead and reset it. Okay, not a big deal. Okay. So what I'm doing now, and then let me see here. You're going to get a receipt sent to you in a couple minutes. So on Monday, how does your schedule look? Because I want to schedule your client interview.
Monday, should be okay Monday in the afternoon.
In the afternoon, around Monday's the 8th. Let me look at the calendar. I have appointments as late as between 3 and 4. That would be the latest. Or
okay.
2 to 3. What do you prefer?
Yeah, we can do, let's do a
3 to 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a reminder between an hour before to let you know, just in case if it slips your mind. Okay. We're going to call you from an 877 number. Actually, I'm going to make sure that I am available and I'm not on a call or in a meeting because I want to do the introduction with my technician. Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm just going to go over a few notes. I probably only need like maybe 10 more minutes and then we'll be all done. Okay.
Okay.
Let me go here. Now this is for the platinum package with the Facebook ads. Okay. When it comes to your services, what would you like me to notate? Just so that way my technician knows where to start from.
I would say room additions, kitchens, bathrooms. I don't know if you want to, like, if it's full renovation or complete remodel.
Yeah, I could put
full renovation.
Complete remodel.
Roofs, hardscape and landscape.
Oh, okay.
And I would interior, exterior, same thing.
Exterior and interior what, I'm sorry?
Painting,
okay. And then, let me see here. Okay, perfect. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I would say just residential for right now.
For now? Okay. No worries. And then let me see on the other notes here. Okay, so are you going to do your Facebook page over the weekend?
Would you recommend letting you guys be a part of that or no?
Well, I mean, if you want to make it easier for yourself too, if you want to create it so this way at the same time you're linking your Instagram to it, you can do that. It's not a big deal. If you find it to be too difficult, I mean, we can help you. Totally
okay.
Up to you.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I can
okay.
do it.
And then, yeah, we'll just need the link. So once you set it up, what you can do is text the link to me, and that way I make sure it's attached. And then, let me see here. I know you're licensed and insured. You have your website there. Okay. So for the Google Guaranteed, once that's approved, they're going to assign you a special tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. Okay, that's how they're going to know what calls were qualified and which ones weren't, and that's how you'll also know, oh, okay, that was a lead from Google Guaranteed because it said incoming Google Guaranteed lead, okay?
Okay.
Now, for your Google Business Profile, that currently shows your physical phone number, right? Do you want it to remain like that, or would you like us to put a tracking number on that one? Totally up to you.
The tracking number was basically just let me know again the sorts of who's calling.
The tracking number for the Google business profile is not like the Google Guaranteed one. It's a tracking number that still comes with an app that you can download from the App Store. It allows you to track your calls, your messages, and you could block spam calls, right?
Yeah.
It's just if you don't want your physical phone number showing, it's really up to you. You know what I mean? If people know you by that phone number and that's what's on your business card, then I would say keep it as is, right?
Yep.
If you want to avoid a bunch of spam, then I would say you might want to consider the tracking number. But I've had some people that are like, I don't want the tracking number right now, and that's fine too. And, you know, months later, they're like, can we get the tracking number? It's not going to cost you anything. It's included.
Okay,
so it won't cost you even if you do it later on down the road. Okay.
Yeah, we'll hold off. This is on
okay.
my business card right now.
Yeah, no worries. And then I'm putting your Facebook ads at the 50-mile radius because that's the furthest that they'll target. Okay.
Okay.
But if you want to change it later, like scale it back, just let us know. Okay. And then when we communicate with you, Gabriel, do you prefer we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I would say all three would be fine if we want to include my business email.
Okay, perfect. And then hours of operation. Let me look at your Google Business Profile and see it has it listed there. Give me 1 second. Google Business Profile reads as Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, right? Saturday and Sunday is closed?
I don't really think I need to close. Is there any pros or cons to that?
Do you want us to change it? Because Saturday and Sunday shows you as closed.
No, yeah, I'll say open.
Okay. Do you want us to put the same hour Saturday and Sunday or by appointment only?
Let's do, that's a good question, by appointment only. We could do by appointment only.
On Saturday and Sunday? Okay.
Yeah, and if we could switch it to 8 a.m. to 6
yeah.
throughout the rest of the week.
Of course. All right, so we're going to switch it to 8 to 6. Okay. All right. You know people are still going to try to call you on Saturday and Sunday, right?
For sure.
Just a bit better. Right. And then, exactly, I'm sure you are. What are your forms of payments that you typically accept?
So I think anything, I mean, what are, could you list off a couple that maybe aren't normal?
Yeah, so people do cash.
Yeah.
Some still do checks. Right.
Do you check still.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them do Zelle.
Yep, definitely Zelle.
Cash App.
I don't have Cash App. Yeah, I would probably just keep it. I would
cash
probably
check
keep it, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, I'm going to walk you through, we're going to go over now the notes for Google Guaranteed. Okay. And these are going to be kind of some questions like, huh? So I might be talking to myself sometimes, but I like to talk out loud.
Okay.
So let me go here. Okay, so for Google Guaranteed, the general contractor is going to be a little different, okay, Gabriel, because they have specific subcategories, and I'm going to read those off to you because if some of those categories you don't want, I want to notate it because if someone called you on it and you said, I don't do that, we want to make sure that you get that credited back to you, okay?
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
I'm going to read it. You tell me yes or no. Accessory buildings, that would be like if you do carports, garages.
I'm going to put no on that.
No. Okay, so no accessory building. Okay, and then I have bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, yes. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about decks and patios?
Yes.
Okay. Foundations? And concrete?
Yes.
Okay. Commercial projects? No?
You can put yes on that. That's fine.
Are you cool? Okay.
Yeah, I've done one. I just...
Okay.
I don't like people to think I think
just
specializing.
A commercial guy. Yeah, that you're specializing in that. Okay.
Yeah.
Home additions?
Yes, for sure.
Home building?
Yeah, I've built a small home, but yeah, I'm open to it. I have the capability.
You open to it? Okay.
Yeah.
Home remodel and renovation.
Yes.
Interior finishing.
Yes.
Kitchen remodel, we said yes. Roofing?
Yes.
Kitchen backsplash. Now that means someone's only calling you for a backsplash.
Then I would say no.
Okay. So no backsplash. What about kitchen cabinets?
Yes.
Okay. What about kitchen island?
You know, I wouldn't want to get that specific, so no.
Okay. I was going to say, because, I mean, I don't even know how much are those just for a kitchen island, depending on the size, right?
I mean, yeah, a couple thousand, yeah.
Yeah.
Just that.
Yeah, just that. Yeah, I don't know if that'd be worth your while, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe we do take cabinets off as well if it's
okay.
Just cabinets.
That's what I'm thinking too. Only because if it's just cabinets, you don't want someone just calling you just for the cabinets. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like two cabinets. It's like, oh man, come on.
Yeah, agreed.
What about bathroom tiles or bathroom cabinets?
I would say no. Again, I'm looking for the whole project.
Okay, perfect. That's what I figure too, but I still got to ask you anyway. So I'm going to put no bathroom cabinets. Okay. So this is what I'm putting no to. So I'm specifically telling them you're not doing accessory buildings, no kitchen cabinets, no bathroom cabinets, no bathroom tile, no bathroom island, no kitchen backsplash.
Now, will that show up on there as a no, or it just won't show up as a
no? Nope, it's just not even going to show up. Yeah, it's just not even going to show up. So basically what they're going to see once they create your Google guaranteed profile, it's going to show bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing. It'll even list the areas that you service. So you could service by county. You could service all of California if you wanted. As long as your license and insurance covers you. I don't recommend it. That's too far.
Yeah.
But you can even choose zip codes too, or cities. It's whatever you prefer. Okay.
Okay.
I got your hours of operation already. Okay. So is client below acknowledged that their performance? Okay. No, he's not a locksmith. This doesn't pertain to you. You're not like a straight plumber. That doesn't apply to you. Does he have an existing Google guaranteed? No. Okay. Let me see. This question doesn't apply to you either because you don't have a profile for Google guaranteed yet. Does the client have existing Google reviews? 5, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me go here. This question, not apply. Okay. So when you're going through the background check, right, Google uses 2 different companies. If our phone cuts out on us, I'm calling you right back because it might cut me off after an hour. Don't think I hung up on you. So.
No worries.
Okay. So Google uses 2 different companies. One is called Pinkerton and the other one is called Evident ID to run the background check. Once we know who it is, Gabriel, we're going to notify you. Hey, be on the lookout. Pinkerton's going to send you a message or an email, right? Or we're going to let you know it's Evident ID. I can't remember which one it is, but one will ask you just for the front and back picture of your driver's license, of your U.S. passport, or your identification card. Because what they're doing is identifying it's you that they're doing the background check on, okay? Now, the other one might ask you to send, follow the steps. You're going to put your name, your birth date, your social, okay? They're going to ask you for that because they want to verify, yes, it's Gabriel that we're running the background check on. But we'll let you know who it is once we're aware. Now, yes, you do have a social security number.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a silly question, but I have to ask these questions. And
you
do have identification, right, like a passport or a driver's license or something to identify you. Let me see. Yes on this. Okay. So, yes, you are aware that it'll either be Pinkerton or Evident ID because it's not actually Google that's running the background check. Those are the only 2 companies that they use. Okay.
Yep.
Now, the license that you carry, I know I wrote it down.
General B.
General B. Okay, perfect. That's what I got. And then you have your so on the application that I'm going to send you right now, too, it's called the General Liability Insurance. And what it is, it's the COI. It's the Accord. It's not all your pages. And we send you an example on the application. Okay? All right. So I got all of that there. Okay. Let me do this. So I need you to look at either your emails or your text messages before I send you the application right now. I want to go over your receipt with you, okay? And it's the one that'll say initial invoice. It might have come either before or after the welcome one. And it'll say... It'll say, hello, Gabriel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.